Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes when we're looking at Twitter, and Twitter still exists, can you believe it? I will see things and Jimmy and I will see things like, gosh, maybe we should do something on that. Well, I was looking at Twitter yesterday and political strategist Michael Brodkorb tweeted something about a meeting in Dakota County that really went wrong. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is political strategist Michael Brodkorb. Thank you so much for joining us. I was very intrigued by what you had to say. First of all, tell us what this meeting was about in Dakota County and then what you saw while you were there.
Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity to be on. This was a meeting about a proposed crisis recovery center that's going to be placed in West St. Paul. And I was there because of some neighbors and some other people in Dakota County that have some kind of concerns about some of the planning that was done in this facility. Overall, I'll say it was a really productive meeting because everyone, including myself, supported the need for expanded mental health services. But the placement of this facility in a residential neighborhood, there's a number of questions and concerns about overall safety of both the clients that are coming to the facility and the neighbors. And so it was a long meeting. It was a passionate discussion. And I think both sides had a good opportunity to have their voices heard.
And what happened right before the meeting started?
So this is probably the most nervous I've ever been doing a media interview. So I'm going to try to keep it.
keep it as G-rated as possible. Yeah. Or PG.
So this was probably 150 to 200 people in this conference room at the Dakota County Northern Service Center in West St. Paul. To put the proper context, I was sitting next to a lovely senior citizen just before this happened, and there were three screens on the wall because this hearing, aside from being, there was the option for people to participate in the hearing via Zoom. And what happened was just before the meeting started, movie scenes came up that were not G-rated, and it was shocking. It was surreal, and I was sitting next to a senior citizen to my left, and then on my right side was one of my friends that had wanted me to come to the meeting, and it lasted for probably 10 to 12 seconds. So if you can just think about how long, one 1,000, 2,000, it went on for quite some time. Eventually, they came on the screen. I mean, people were just horrified.
And it was hardcore pornography, is what it was.
Yes, this was the absolute opposite of G-rated.
Oh, my.
This was, when anyone, as they say, pornography is what you kind of, you know it when you see it. I guarantee you, that's what this was. And people were just horrified. And then after it went off the screen, they came back. Someone from Dakota County came up and told the crowd, said, look, obviously we're really sorry about what came on. But apparently what had happened is that the security settings for the Zoom link of the meeting allowed someone who was in the waiting room of the Zoom hearing or who had been was going to observe the hearing from the Zoom participants, allowed them to take control of the screen. And so they started to broadcast into this room of 150, 200 people, elected officials, members of the community. I don't believe there were any children in the room.
Oh, but goodness. It is the scariest thing when you control these Zoom meetings. That's the thing you worry about, the Zoom bombers. You don't know what's going to happen, but they were able to get it down after 10, 12 seconds and then end a story.
I have never witnessed a Zoom bombing experience like this before. I think we all, particularly during the pandemic, we saw stories of this happen. Sometimes they were kind of funny and cute. I guarantee you this was not in any way. Bambi was not on the screen.
Yeah.
This was not Snow White.
Well, your tweet certainly caught my attention. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. Hope to have you back to talk about some other topics. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Have
you
a great
bet.
Day.
You too.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.